The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am speaking to you from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the beautiful city of Margate, who just recently passed a law that says you can now buy alcohol at 7 a.m. on Sundays rather than waiting until noon. So if anybody's interested, they just passed that law. And I'm sure it's going to make some of the people that like to indulge early on Sundays very, very happy. Today we have a very, very, very special guest, my holistic doctor who I have been going to for over 20 years. And we're going to discuss a variety of different topics that has come up in his practice over that period of time that seems to really undermine the benefits of doing good health chores and health things for your body. So we're going to learn more about that from Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, you know I enjoy doing it.
Well, I know. You've always enjoyed doing radio, and you've been doing radio probably for longer than I have.
Well, I think I started around 1990 or 91.
That is before I started. I didn't start till 93. So God bless you.
And I wanted to start off today posing a thought to our listeners, because I know our listeners are in sync with the way we think. But I don't understand, well, probably I do, but why mainstream medicine doesn't think the way we do. And the thought I want to pose to everybody is think of illness in terms of cause and effect. Now, in any other area of life, if something goes wrong, don't you want to address the cause and not the effect? A good example of that, for example, is the horse runs out of the barn, and after he escapes, you close the door. That's treating the effect. The effect was the door was open. In medicine, the effect is the symptom, and that's what they treat. They treat the symptom, ignore the cause almost every time. I can't think of a case where they don't ignore the cause. They always ignore the cause. They always treat the effect. And it's interesting, why don't they address the underlying cause of all these problems? And I think, Al, it goes back to Abraham Flexner. You remember that name.
Sure, by all means.
Yeah, Abraham Flexner, back in the early 1900s, was a representative of the drug companies. And he persuaded the medical schools to change their curriculum, because common sense would pretty much dictate, you know, somebody gets sick, you look for what caused it and remove the cause. But he changed all that. He says, forget the cause. We'll just treat the symptoms of the illness, because we have drugs to do that. After all, the drugs can't treat the cause. That's the problem. So that's what happened. So all those drugs that people take, they're all designed to treat the symptoms or the effect and totally ignore the cause. You know, we have patients come in on some drugs, because the ones that usually see us don't want to take drugs. They realize they don't resolve the problem or address the underlying cause. I always remind them, too, there's no such thing as a drug deficiency. So you're not addressing the underlying cause of the problem. And then I bring up the point that there are basically maybe only four or five things that make us sick. So, you know, and of course, there are subheadings under that. But the four or five things that make us sick, of course, would be our nutritional state. Are we eating a good diet? Because think about this. Every time you put something in your mouth, you have to ask yourself, is it going to make me healthier or is it going to make me sicker? There's no such thing as neutral food. It's either good for you or not good for you. And so that's one thing. So you want to make sure your nutrition is good. Then you have the environmental toxins that we're all exposed to, the level of exercise we do. And one area that I would probably put as the most important, or at least as important as every other area, is stress. And that's the one area that is very difficult to address because it's difficult to measure. But, you know, stress affects every aspect of every cell in our body and how it functions. So those are the areas that you have to look at to understand why we get sick.
Those, I'm sure, are well entrenched in people's minds as you speak it, Dr. Slavin. And you mentioned the fact that stress is an important part of what happens in the body. Are there any blood tests that you do that can determine stress in the body?
Indirectly, you know, but it's probably very severe stress that will show up on a blood test. For example, you might see a higher cortisol level in someone. In women, and this is a very important point for women, when a woman is under stress, they stop making progesterone in favor of cortisol. So the effect that has on women is to create estrogen dominance, which is a risk factor for breast cancer and uterine cancer. Some of the symptoms of estrogen dominance, and this can occur at any age. It's not just postmenopausal women. It's women of any age. The common symptoms, breast tenderness before their period, premenstrual syndrome, all the symptoms that go along with that, like fluid retention, for example, totally ignored by the medical profession. In fact, if you have those symptoms, sometimes they'll say take a birth control pill instead, or they may give a woman an antidepressant, but never really address the underlying problem. I ask my patients all the time who have been to a gynecologist, have they checked your hormone levels? And they never do. So it's important to understand that relationship of stress and lack of production of progesterone, which is needed to balance estrogen. In other words, it balances or prevents the risky side effects of having estrogen dominance. You know, estrogen is not a bad hormone. Progesterone is not a bad hormone. But when they're out of balance, you know, then bad things can happen. Another example of a hormone, cortisone. When that was first discovered, they thought that was the miracle drug because they started putting everybody on it. And initially they saw the great things that would happen. It would be a way of reducing inflammation, but then it became overutilized, and then they started seeing all the side effects of using too much. So it's all about balance and keeping the levels within physiologic ranges so you don't get any side effects. And the other thing is bioidentical. You don't want to use the patent medicines that pharmaceutical companies have come up with because they are not treated by the body the same way as a bioidentical hormone. In other words, a hormone that has the same molecular structure as your body is used to seeing. So those are, you know, things that people have to understand. You know, doctors are taught in medical school, here's another example, that most people with high blood pressure, they call it essential hypertension because they're not giving the doctors a reason why someone has high blood pressure. You just have it and you'll have to take this drug the rest of your life. And that's basically the way it goes. But we know a little bit more about hypertension than what doctors are being taught. Now, you know, recently they talked about Syndrome X, mm-hmm. which is a combination of various symptoms, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, insulin resistance, and it's all associated with having that high insulin levels that are required to control the blood sugar, and that would have been something that would have been under the category of essential hypertension. But now we know that if you correct the insulin resistance problem, get your insulin back to normal levels, you'll normalize your cholesterol, you'll get your blood pressure back to where it should be, and the problems go away, but doctors aren't doing that for patients. They just keep prescribing the drugs.
Well, isn't that boiled down to time with the patient also, Dr. Slane, or is it knowledge of what to do? As you pointed out, the most medical doctors treat the symptom and not the body. And in addition to the fact they have lack of time, this could be in conjunction with why they treat the patient so poorly.
Clearly, doctors are not being incentivized to get people well. Their incentive is to give them the drugs, give them the vaccinations, give them the treatments instead of getting them well. I was at a meeting, in fact, last Saturday, and there was a meeting addressing how doctors should treat Medicare patients, because it was about Medicare. And it was all about how you code the illnesses that patients have, you know, so you can get proper reimbursement and things like that. And I guess also so Medicare can understand the types of illnesses that people are experiencing. But the one thing that stood out to me was there are absolutely no incentives by any of the insurance companies for doctors to try and get their patients healthier. In fact, the incentives are to keep them sick so they can keep getting reimbursed for taking care of them. And then you would say, you know, oh, that, what about the health maintenance organizations? Right? On the surface, that would appear to be a good idea. Health maintenance, we're going to keep people healthy. But that's a very misleading term because that's not what is happening. With health maintenance organizations, the doctors are paid in advance to take care of the patient, whether he sees them or not. So what happens with that is he chooses not to see them that often. There's no health maintenance going on there. He still practices the same way. When they get sick, we'll give them drugs. But the incentive now is the less he sees the patient, the more of the money that he was given he gets to keep. So that's a sort of a disincentive to treat people. So I'm not sure I know the answer to the problem, but it would come with patients demanding it, and that's usually how things change. In fact, you remember, I think it's probably 25 years ago now, Al, that the New England Journal of Medicine published an article that was a real eye-opener to the medical establishment. And I think that time, and the number is much greater today, I think they said that people are spending like $25 million a year, collectively, looking for alternatives to mainstream medicine.
I think right now it's probably a very, very low figure compared to what it was 25 years ago, without a doubt. I hear the music, which leads me to believe that we're coming up on our first intermission. Our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin, whose offices are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in the city of Lauderdale. And if you'd like to call him for a future appointment, his number is 954-748-4991. That's 954-748-4991. When we come back, we have other topics that we want to cover, such as digestion, depression, arthritis, bladder infections, and possibly even C. diff. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I would like to introduce you to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You know, I've been helping people with their nutritional choices for about 30 years, and I have to thank Mr. Al Foreman and Save-A-Lot for letting me do this now and to save them a great deal of money.
Okay, so saving money and guiding customers to the right supplements, that's your specialty?
Absolutely. I love helping people And I get such a thrill when people come back to me and tell me that I actually changed their life sometimes. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I'm so glad that you had this opportunity to share your responsibility at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with our customers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Very welcome.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin, who has an office at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in the city of Lauderhill. And if you're looking to make an appointment, the number is 954-748-4991. And if you're in need of blood testing, where if you want to check any part of your body with a blood work, whether it be an isolated case of, let's say, cholesterol or prostate or any number of different variations that you would be looking for, or a complete profile, just call 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 4 to 7. Right now she's up at Greenlands up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway. But right now, we want to get back to Dr. Herb Slavin and some of the different issues that he's been able to treat in his practice for the last 25 years. What would you say would be some of the most important issues that you've dealt with in people that have been disguising using pharmaceuticals?
Well, Al, here's the approach that I take. You remember the saying I have, just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick.
Correct.
And unfortunately, mainstream medicine doesn't understand that, because they think if you feel good, you're not sick. And their whole training is based on a chief complaint. You have to go to the doctor with a complaint so he knows what drug to prescribe. And if you go there feeling good, he said, what am I going to do for you? And therefore, they only do the testing, you know, CBC, a chemistry panel, to see what, you know, to see if you're sick enough to go in the hospital, or to see if they can prescribe a drug, either to lower blood pressure or lower blood sugar or lower your cholesterol level. But they're never looking for the underlying problems. And one of the bigger problems that we look for in people that come are inflammatory processes. Inflammation is a big issue. And it's been associated with all the serious diseases. The two most serious ones, of course, heart disease and cancer. And inflammation plays a role. So next question is, okay, so what are the causes of inflammation? Why do we have that? So here's the something that I think might be new to consider in that category. In fact, Al, when you think of inflammation, what do you think of as the cause of it?
Well, the body hurts. You're painful in different areas of the body, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Well, that's one of the signs. Although the important point to note is that you can have inflammation with no symptoms.
And not know it, right.
Right. So we think of inflammation a lot of times. It comes to our attention when we have pain, and we think, okay, what can we take to relieve the pain? Nothing wrong with that. But again, that's the effect, not the cause. So here's some new information that is never really talked about, but nevertheless is written up in the medical literature. And we've said earlier that, inflammation is associated with heart disease. That's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
But have they said that viral and bacterial pathogens have been implicated as possible causative factors in the development of coronary artery disease and the restenosis, or the blocking after an angioplasty? Now, has that part ever been talked about much? Now, what maybe start investigating this, Al, is you hear all this the bombardment on the televisions and everything about getting your shingles vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And they remind everybody that, you know, you're harboring shingles and it's a ticking time bomb because it may reactivate and give you that serious rash. You know, in other words, the herpes zoster virus that causes shingles is the same virus that causes chickenpox. You were exposed to it most likely as a child. You may or may not have gotten the actual illness at that time, but the virus lies dormant in your body until it reactivates later in life. And it doesn't reactivate in everybody. Who does it reactivate in? People whose immune system have been weakened for one reason or another. And therefore they say, well, you better take that shingles vaccine so you don't have that problem. A better approach is to keep your immune system strong, and taking a vaccine won't be necessary. Now, besides, so here's, all right, you have herpes zoster associated with shingles, but here are the other viruses, very common viruses that have been associated with inflammation and the potential for atherosclerosis and cancer, for that matter. You know, this may be a new area of focus for medicine. For example, you know, the H. pylori, you know, is an interesting virus that can create inflammation. You have the herpes simplex viruses, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus. Now, by the way, all these viruses, we test them routinely in people, and 100% of the people have been exposed to probably more than one of these viruses that I'm mentioning now. Additionally, adenovirus, Coxsackie virus, chlamydia pneumonia, mycoplasma pneumonia. You know, we check all those things. People are positive, and they are potential causes of inflammation and potential causes of heart disease and cancer, particularly breast cancer. Now, whoever talked about Epstein-Barr virus being associated with breast cancer?
Never heard it.
Right. And so now I have to back it up because I know the naysayers are going to say, well, if they knew their information, they would say, well, probably at least 95% of people have antibodies to Epstein-Barr. They're all not getting breast cancer, and that's true. It's just another condition that, when present, increases the risk of it. So it's let's say you have a combination of hormonal imbalance. Now you've got the Epstein-Barr virus in your body. Maybe your nutrition isn't so good, and you've been exposed to environmental toxins. So you can see how a combination of these factors can play a role. And now I just wanted to make another point, because we also test nutrient levels. And I have to tell you, people are routinely deficient, unless they're taking supplementation, in CoQ10, in vitamin D, in vitamin C, in many of the minerals like magnesium. And you have to ask yourself a question. Which do you think would make you healthier, being sufficient in a nutrient or deficient in a nutrient? It's a very simple question, right? You know, when those doctors say taking those vitamins just makes expensive urine, you know, they don't know what they're talking about.
I totally agree with that, Dr. Slavin.
Yeah.
People are brainwashed.
You know what I say to those patients when they tell me the story about what their doctor said? You say my nutrients may have made my urine expensive, but not nearly as expensive as those prescription drugs you keep prescribing. Because, you know, what happens is this is a form of, excretion. All these substances you take, whether it's a drug or a nutrient, whether it's food, they have to be eventually excreted from the body, but they serve a purpose before that happens. And I don't know whoever came up with that stupid notion that vitamins make expensive urine, but it was probably a stupid doctor. So, Al, you mentioned there were some other topics you wanted to talk about.
By all means. I think one of the most common issues that people come in to us seeking are digestive products that can help them overcome some of the issues they've been dealing with by buying over-the-counter products that may give them temporary relief, but never enough to where it goes away. And that being, you know, Mylanta, Tums, Alka-Seltzer, mm-hmm. There are so many over-the-counter products today geared for digestive aids in helping people overcome a symptom without getting to the effect. And I think that's what makes you different than other medical doctors, that you seek to find out what is the cause, why is it happening, whereas the pharmaceutical industry is brainwashing people by using over-the-counter products or pharmaceuticals to ease the symptoms and not getting to the heart of the matter, which is something that you do. So if someone comes in with a digestive problem to see you, Dr. Slavin, how do you handle it?
I just want to say, too, by making some of these pharmaceuticals available over-the-counter without a prescription, they minimize the potential harm they can do. They say, oh, it's over-the-counter. Anybody can buy it. It can't be a dangerous thing to take. Again, this is another example of treating the effect and ignoring the cause. So that's what you sit down and ask the patient about their eating habits. That's the first place to start. And, one particular substance that's notorious for causing digestive problems like GERD, heartburn, because those are the drugs you were talking about, is coffee. And I don't know, Al, are you a coffee drinker?
I do indulge in the morning. In fact, I'm drinking a cup of what I would call right now iced coffee because it has cooled since 8 o'clock this morning.
It started out hot.
But right now it's cold. So I would call iced coffee. And that will be it for me for today.
Yeah. But for a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, that could be the reason for their heartburn. The coffee weakens what's called the lower esophageal sphincter, which allows stomach contents to regurgitate into the esophagus, giving you that pain. And so that would be the first thing I tell someone, stop the coffee, see if that makes a difference. And you'll know in a couple of days. It's, if you continue drinking the coffee, then you'll continue looking for those antacids or acid blockers. And you will not solve the problem. That's one thing. That weakens the lower esophageal sphincter. What if you eat foods that your body really doesn't like and it has trouble digesting and your stomach can't get rid of it, and then the pressure in your stomach builds up, which also can cause that reflux? So I think the biggest category of foods that we notice in causing problems would be grains for a lot of people and milk products. So those are the three areas that I would say, take a pause on those and see if you notice an improvement.
Well, we're going to pursue this further because I hear that music, which leads me to believe that we're coming up on a short intermission. So if you can hold those thoughts, Dr. Slavin, we're going to be gone for a couple of minutes. This is Al Foreman with my very special guest this morning, Dr. Herb Slavin. And Janet Cimarelli will be joining us here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 4 o'clock today. She'll be here from 4 to 7. Right now, she's up in Greenlands, up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1645. 855.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning by a very special guest, Dr. Herb Slavin, whose office is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. And if you'd like to call for an appointment, the number at Dr. Slavin's office is 954-491-4991. That's 954-748-4991. And if you're in need of doing some blood testing, the Advanced Medical Testing Center, which is located next door to Dr. Herb Slavin's office, the number there is 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And I'm going to let you pick up where we left off when we had the break, Dr. Slavin.
All right. We were talking about the digestive issues. And I guess based on the number of over-the-counter medications available, reflux or heartburn is probably one of the most common. Another one, Al, is also constipation.
That's so true.
And I think they have a lot in common because it's just a reflection of the digestive system inability to function normally. So think about what you're doing. Why would that happen? You probably are putting food into the system that your body is not happy with. When you have constipation, that means that the transit time through the digestive tract is slow. The body is pulling water out from the stool, and it becomes very hard. Now, a common, let's say, misunderstanding is constipation refers to the consistency of the stool. Obstipation refers to the frequency. So if someone's obstipated, and I think we use them interchangeably, you know, you don't move your bowels more than once a week, you would say you're obstipated. But if your stool is consistently hard, then that's constipation. And neither of them obviously are normal. Your goal should be at least one bowel movement a day. Some people really suggest that you should have a bowel movement after every meal. And if you don't fall into at least a bowel movement a day, you have to look at your diet. You're doing something wrong. Or it could be medications you're taking that could be interfering with it. Another possibility, you know, if you have an underactive thyroid, that can be a factor in having a slow transit time in your digestive tract. But regardless, everybody's always interested in detoxification. Well, the first order of detoxification, make sure you're moving your bowels on a regular basis. Make sure you're drinking enough water. And clearly, though, I know Alma probably carries products in this category, too, that there are far healthier substitutes if you need to address some of these issues. There are natural alternatives to some of those drugs. All you have to do is, even over-the-counter drugs, read the label on them with all the artificial dyes and, you know, colorings and sweeteners. And, you know, you really should avoid it.
Totally agree with that, Dr. Slavin. And I know that most doctors, medical practitioners and allopathic doctors, will not spend the time necessary or coach the patient to what they have to do. Again, the first thing they're going to do is reach for that prescription pad and write a prescription. No matter what the symptom is, they have a prescription for it. And this has all been taught to them, or they learned either in medical school or through increased visits by pharmaceutical reps. that tell them what is used for what. And they leave prescription pads there with those notations so that the doctor doesn't have to guess. He knows in advance what he's going to write. There are many different maladies that people also visit you for, Dr. Slavin. We covered digestion. One of the major issues that I think at down here in Florida with the elder population is the issue of depression. And I think when people lose a loved one or a family member, they go into a depressive state. And the first thing they do when they go to the doctor is the doctor writes a prescription for an antidepressant. And this could make the issue a little better the first week, maybe a little bit better the second week. But by the third week, they have side effects. And this is when people keep going back to their doctors saying, this is not working for me. What can I do? So the doctor goes ahead and writes a different prescription for an antidepressant. And it's a round table kind of an issue where people are not getting the proper service when they go visit a medical practitioner like yourself. So how would you handle something that a patient comes to you and says, I lost my father, I lost my mom, I lost my wife, or my husband, and I'm in a depressed state. What can I do?
Well, you know, I'd just like to say that you know, I get complaints of depression from younger you know, people in their you know, 40s and 50s. The use of antidepressants probably starts off in the teen years even. For people, because they're again treating the effect and not the cause. So what could be the cause? Now, when you talk about feeling depressed after the loss of a loved one, that's a perfectly natural condition. You know why you're depressed. Now the question mm-hmm. is, how well can your body cope with it? I mean, an extreme example is Debbie Reynolds. I pointed out to patients just to show you what stress. Because depression is a form of stress on the body, what that can do to people. Something not to be taken lightly. But the first step, especially with people that come in and they say, I'm depressed, and they didn't lose a loved one, but they just feel depressed. They're exhibiting all those symptoms associated with it, and the doctors immediately put them on an antidepressant. It gets them out of the office quickly, but it doesn't really do anything to resolve the underlying cause. And the two areas I look to immediately are their hormones in the body, because hormonal imbalances regarding the sex hormones and the thyroid hormones play a role. Remember the movie with Jack Lemmon and the other actor that he made movies with called Grumpy Old Men?
Oh, sure.
I think Anne Margaret was in that one as well. Well, the reason, you know, men become grumpy is they're lacking testosterone. So, you know, hormones do play a major role in how we feel. And that should be part of the evaluation when you go to a doctor and you're not feeling well. It's got to look at your hormone levels, but they don't look at that. They look at thyroid for sure, but they don't look at the sex hormones and see how they look. And it's not every body, as they get older with hormone problems, well, let's say they may have low sex hormones. Everybody doesn't need to be given replacement. However, if they're exhibiting a lot of the symptoms that could be attributed to that problem, that would be a much more logical approach, in my opinion, than giving an antidepressant. You know, give the body back the proper hormones that it needs to function optimally. So you need to look at that. Now, you know, making sure your nutrition is good, especially as we get older. You see a lot of people not eating the way they should. You know, just not eating the healthy foods with all the nutrients that are necessary. A lot of times, Al, you know, when we talked earlier about avoiding cutting back on carbs, avoiding wheat and grains, mm-hmm. and patients say, what's left to eat?
That's the old story. What am I going to eat?
And, you know, and one of the ways I address that, you've probably heard of intermittent fasting.
Right.
I think this is a very good approach for everybody, What intermittent fasting means is you eat during an 8-hour window every day and give your body 16 hours now, not only to work on the digestion of the food you've eaten, but then to have more time to work on repair of your body instead of having to constantly work on digestion. And it also gives your body a chance to get those insulin levels lower, your blood sugar lower, to manage everything a little bit better. And if you basically start the day off later in the day with lunch, perhaps, you can avoid all those carbohydrate-rich breakfasts that have become so popular.
Extremely so. And I think that's another issue that deals with people that are depressed, is that they're, as you pointed out, they're eating the wrong kind of foods. And they're going for the quick fix, so to speak, by stopping off at a place along the highway that's selling non-nutritive foods, or in place of foods, what we would consider foods, you and I, are not foods really sold in these fast food places. They're lacking all the nutrients that you'd find in fresh, organic foods you'd buy in a market that you're able to actually see visibly what you're buying or what you're putting into your body. Whereas when you look at a fast food place, you don't know what you're putting into your body. You don't know what's inside that hamburger or that fish cake or anything else. But preparing your own foods at home makes a big difference. And I know that you're a big believer in using organic foods wherever possible and treating the body properly by giving it the proper kind of foods. This can also clear up many other situations that people may have an issue with. And as you pointed out, it could help digestion. The intermittent fasting I like, and I think that's for people that want to also help themselves lose weight. I think it's a great vehicle for people to consider when they're looking to lose weight, to go on a program of intermittent fasting. You've coached many, many people over the years in many, many different areas. And I think people are grateful to you for the guidance that you've given them. They could never get that a mainstream medical practitioner. They either don't have the time or the knowledge to be able to do that with patients. And you are to be congratulated for all the work that you've done. I know because we have people that are your patients coming here to shop, and they are very grateful for the assistance you've given them over the years. I know we're coming up on our last intermission of the day, but I do want to make mention that Dr. Herb Slavin's office is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, and that's in the city of Lauderhill. It's about less than a mile east of University Drive and probably a mile and a half west of the Turnpike. And next door to his office, Dr. Slavin's office, is the Advanced Medical Testing Center where you can have blood work done. And the number to schedule blood testing is 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332. So stay with us, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Herb Slavin talking a little bit more about some of the issues that he has helped people overcome in his practice. We'll be right back.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Come talk to me about your health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for my hours at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in, sign in, and come sit down with me, Janet Cimarelli. I'm available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am at the Save a Lot store right now at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're located a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7 at Northwest 31st Street. If you're coming down State Road 7, also known as 441, you look off to the right before you get to the first light, and you'll see Save a Lot Nutrition Center's big sign inviting you to come in. We're in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. We're on the south end. The Penn Dutch Supermarket is on the north end. And we are open today until 8 o'clock, as we are Monday through Friday. Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you have any questions or you'd like to find out any other information from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, please call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. Our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin, and we were discussing different areas of how he helps people when it comes to overcoming not the symptoms, but treating the whole body. That's his specialty. He's a holistic doctor that treats the body, not just the symptom. And a couple of areas, I know we won't have time for all of them, but in the area of arthritis pain or arthritic pain, and the area of Epstein-Barr, how would you help someone overcome those symptoms that they were complaining about?
Well, Al, I just want to, before we get to that, there was a had a patient the other day, and she was complaining of depression, and I had not looked that one up. And I suggest our listeners, if you're interested, you know, if you have any health issue, do a Google search. In this case, I did viruses and depression. I didn't know what I would find. But, you know, I came across a new paper written by a professor at Stony Brook in their integrative neuroscience department. And he says, infectious disease caused by foreign invaders like parasites, bacteria, or viruses, they make their way into the body and cause changes in the brain. So now there's an association again with these infections and depression. Also, Al, this may become a real eye-opener for people, especially living in South Florida, the fact that Parkinson's disease has been associated now with infectious agents, believe it or not, like the influenza virus. So the question is now, is the flu vaccine a potential causative factor for Parkinson's? We've also linked Parkinson's to the pesticide exposure down here. But again, mm-hmm. It's multifactorial, you know, so you have to think in those terms. So what we try to do is, you know, when we measure nutrient levels, you want to make sure everybody is optimized in their, nutritional state. You want to make the suggestions on how to improve their diet a little bit. And usually that means cutting back on the carbohydrates. Don't avoid fats. Eat the healthy fats. Avocados and coconut, things like that. But and then the area that comes up a lot when we're not getting the results we're looking for, I like to suggest the ultraviolet blood treatment. It's been around for a long time, over almost 100 years already it's been in use, where we expose the body to ultraviolet light, the bloodstream in particular. And it can have a very important effect on diminishing the number of viruses and bacteria that are lying dormant in our bodies, or just acting up a little bit, making us not feel good. It also stimulates the immune system and it helps improve circulation. People feel a lot better after those treatments. One area, Al, people with Lyme disease are coming on a regular basis because it it helps. So you asked about arthritis. You have to think of arthritis also as an infectious disease. And it's the how the body is responding to those infections, which cause inflammation. And that's why, in many cases, the pain of arthritis gets better with the ultraviolet blood treatment. But first, think about your digestive tract. You know, now we use the fancy term microbiome. It's only been out a few years, that term. But, you know, probiotics, extremely important. And again, you know, just pay a little closer attention to the quality of the food you use, and you will want to avoid pesticides. The only way to do that is eat organic.
Very, very good point. But wouldn't the blood work show some inflammation markers that could lead to some of these different areas of complaints that people come in with, especially arthritis?
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, there are a bunch of inflammatory markers. We could look at the SED rate, the cardio-CRP, fibrinogen levels, LP, PLA2, myeloperoxidase. So there are a bunch of different inflammatory markers, and you want them all to be in a normal range. You don't want inflammation, but inflammation comes and goes. You know, everybody is going to deal with inflammation, but a normal response is your body handles it properly, and the next time you test them, the numbers are back to normal. But if they stay persistently elevated, is when you really have to step in and try and look for the underlying problem. And it's not an anti-inflammatory. And for those people that are being treated by their rheumatologists with chemotherapy for that, like methotrexate, you know, that's not the cause of your inflammation, a lack of methotrexate. So you really have to think of the underlying causes. And improving the diet, improving your microbiome, that's the number one place to start.
I have a question for you as far as arthritis and the inflammation factors. Over the last several years, turmeric or curcumin has become a major ingredient in many different products that are sold here at Save-A-Lot, as well as other health food stores. Have you had any firsthand experience in either using turmeric or curcumin when it comes to dealing with arthritic pain?
Well, I also recommend it, you know, if you have elevated inflammatory markers. Now, again, it's not a lack of turmeric, but like I mentioned, we all will experience from time to time inflammation, and then our body kicks in and helps get rid of it. So turmeric is one of those things, curcumin, that can help reduce that. You know, in societies that routinely use turmeric or curcumin in their diet, they seem to have a lower incidence of illness associated with inflammation. So I think that's an important consideration for people. Certainly a much better and safer choice than using an anti-inflammatory like Advil,
mm-hmm.
you know, or Aleve. You know, but more importantly, if you're reaching for that Aleve or Advil, take a second to think about what did you do to your body that is making you take that pain reliever. See, that's the problem. You can't just live on Aleve or Advil. You got to start thinking now, what am I doing that's creating that problem so you can remove the underlying cause?
Well, it all goes back, I guess, to what we spoke about earlier, and that's the proper choices of food.
I think that's number one. I mean, years ago, and I heard it when I first came down to Florida, so that's about 35 years ago, someone on the radio, probably where I heard it, said we dig our graves with our forks. And I didn't realize how important that statement was. But as you see the impact of people's diets on their health, you realize a truer statement couldn't be made. What you choose to eat is so important.
That's the foundation of what can cause most illnesses today, and some we didn't even cover. We didn't cover the cancer issue. We didn't cover diabetes issue. But a lot of the points that we spoke about have to do with these issues that we didn't speak about because it all goes hand in hand. And what you put into your body is probably the first part of how you have to analyze what it is you're putting into your body. And food choices are predominantly the thing that most people look for to either soothe their brains, to soothe their bodies, or soothe their stomachs. They always reach for something. And a lot of people, unfortunately, are reaching for the wrong kinds of foods. Instead of reaching for a bag of potato chips, reach for a carrot or a piece of celery or something else that's going to satisfy the chewing effect of what you're trying to accomplish. So all these points I think you brought out, Dr. Slavin, are to your best interest because you help your patients heal themselves. And I think that's a key point in a good medical practice that you have. You're not going to get that from allopathic physicians. You're not going to get that from mainstream practitioners. It's not possible. They don't have the time or the effort or the knowledge to be able to guide people as you have done over the years. And I just, go ahead.
Oh,
I just wanted to bring up your address again. But
oh, okay.
Go right ahead.
Oh, well, my in fact, more important than the address, go check out my website, drslavin@aol.com.
Very easy one.
No, drslavin.com, not AOL. It's drslavin.com. And we really go into all the different approaches we take in the office. We didn't mention chelation therapy or the intravenous vitamin C. We mentioned the ultraviolet blood treatments. And I looked for all these things because I saw the failure, one after another, of mainstream medicine, their failure to get people well. So you have to look for a better approach.
Dr. Slavin, I want to thank you very much for joining us, and I will be seeing you on Thursday for one of my treatments, either intravenous chelation or vitamin C. But I want to invite you back when you have time to be able to share your knowledge with the listeners here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. So I thank you very kindly. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much for joining us, and I want to say that Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 4 to 7. We missed her on the show today, but she will be here at Save-A-Lot from 4 to 7. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday morning.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.